Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Yeah, Brother Jewel.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we've been out. We done had a 2 weeks vacation, so we. But Brother Jewel, I got a very interesting. This is a very interesting lesson, because we're gonna come through the Bible. I decided that I had done this lecture many years ago, for Cole, bring the stuff through the Bible, so. We're going to use scriptures in the Bible that back up. See, it's an old ancient story that's out there that the Jews tell. We're telling the story of the chosen people of God that came from the southern hemisphere. And we're dealing with four hemispheres. And this is how we tell the story, just like it's told in a secret society. This is what we call esoteric knowledge. The story is out here, and due to the internet and we living in the age of information, a lot of people know these stories, Brother Jewel, but you and I have been knowing these stories way long time before the youngsters know the stories. So during the period of years of studying with us, studying Brother Jewel, for the time we spent in the Knoss, which that's all your children has grown and got children. Hell, they were babies when they came to God. So that makes me and you, our asses is old. So it's just point blank. But due to the thing that we got knowledge, it brings about a lot of wisdom. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, yeah. See, so what I'm going to do is we're going to take that map, which has 250,000 years of history on it, and I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to come through the Bible. We're going to try this, and I'm going to be very slow and patient because it's so a baby can understand how we finna break this down. I mean, because we just give a good concept. So we're going to start with the history of the human being and the subhuman being. So first of all, Brother Drew, a human being, we're going to define everything. That's a compound word in this language. Hue means color of skin, means melon. If we go scientific, that means that a person is a human being that has melon in their skin, meaning that they are colored people, people of color, not black. Black is not a noun, it's an adjective. And we clear this up right now. Ain't no such thing as a black person. It is a colored person, a person that has a different shade color. Now, this is what a human being is. As we speak, two-thirds of the earth is human beings. The original people of the earth were all human beings, Brother Drew. For 200,000 years, we got proof of every ancient religion that came from across the waters here in the Western Hemisphere. They brought this shit over here to us. It'll say the same thing. It's just that you ain't studied the knowledge, but I don't give a damn which one of the knowledges you go into or the gods. And God's people, they say the same thing. They say the Jews are the chosen people of God. So that's who I deal with. We deal with what the Jews said. And they brought the story over here and put it into a secret society, a Masonic order called Rosicrucian, which is one of the highest secret societies in the world. And one thing about the Jews, I don't give a damn what nation of people you'll find a Jew. And he's a German Jew, Russian Jew, American Jew, whatever. And when you go there, his people is the top people in every science field there is that has knowledge. His school system is the best school system that's on the face of the earth right now. And you know what, Brother Drew? Every religion will say that. I got many books to say the school of thoughts of the Jews is the best to educate your child. That's the reason the Jews, they don't send their children to no school system in the United States of America. They have their own school system from when they came over here in the early 1800s. They don't go to them because they say that the school system that America teach up on is quadrant numbers. And they children, when they get to seventh grade, they're going into algebra, geometry, calculus, and trigonometry, and all the sciences. They don't teach add, subtract, and multiply. But a human being is a person of color. That's me and you. You know. So now let's define what a subhuman being is. 50,000 years ago, according to the Jews, a subhuman being came into existence. Once upon a time, they say that everybody in all four hemispheres spoke the same language. Everybody in the three hemisphere over there, according to the Bible, Genesis 11, chapter of Genesis, They spoke the same language. We'll go read it. It's in the Bible. We're going to go through the Bible, too, with this. See, a Bible is a good history book if you know how to read it. We're going to read the book today because we're going to describe step by step, just how it is. A subhuman being. The definition of sub is a lower class, albino. Now, an albino does not have any melanin in his skin. His skin is milky white, whitish, milkish. He don't look like us. He have blonde hair, blue eyes, and white skin. That's an albino. He came from the northern hemisphere. He is a Turin of Japheth. That's Genesis, the 10th chapter of Genesis. It tells you who Japheth's Turin, where they live. It is called in the Bible the Caucasus Mountain. They are known as the Gentiles in the Bible. This is a subhuman being. We have to know what a subhuman being look like. We ain't racism or nothing like this. We just telling it like it. T.I.T. is because it's showing up the other way. And I'm going to be just like a dab of Brill Cree, a little dab of Dewey, and I'm going to open up a can of whoop ass on you on this lecture here, brother. It ain't nothing but
right.
The baby going to be able to understand this. What a subhuman being. See, we're going to define something. We got to do this now. We can go into the history books and see that a subhuman being, according to a Greek Jew named Homer and a Roman Jew by the name of Josephus, which wrote their history of the three hemispheres over there, they got the credit. See, we're going to the people that got the credit. Now, you had Homer in high school and shit, but you got just a moment of it. You only got one semester of it. I did. You got it one semester of literature when you was a senior in high school. They let you have literature. See, one of the most important subjects in studying history of a nation of people is his literature. And I don't know too many black people who even know what the word literature is or can explain literature to you. Because, see, his literature and his mythology is the most important thing in the history of when you're tracing this subhuman being. His history. He wrote his history down. He had to because he had to start all over. He once was a colored man just like us. He was a human being once upon a time. 50,000 years ago, we're starting at 50,000 years ago, Homer the Greek and Josephus call them Neanderthals. And this is the age of information. You can go Google this and pull it up. This is a Neanderthal. Now, what happened to make a human being, Japheth's children, this Neanderthal? And we can trace the history of a Neanderthal because he went from a Neanderthal to a Paramecian man to a reindeer man to a Cro-Magnon man to all the way up. We done did that before in here, but we already know that. So I can just talk to you in general. I'm generalizing many, many lectures that we already done had on this subject. The subhuman, so we know what a subhuman is. We know he was a Neanderthal. Now, where can we find this in the Bible? Story goes. Well, the story starts out in the Bible at the 6th chapter of Genesis. And I'm going to tell you the story was wrote in there. You can go check it out. And if you're recording this, you can go back and get this lesson off the internet. I mean, thing to find out what to get these scriptures that I'm giving you. I'm gonna break it down to what where you understand it. In the sixth chapter of Genesis, tell you that some gods came out of the Shemaims, and the Bible say heavens, the Jews say the Shemaims, and these gods, who they classified as gods, these people, we had a galactical war with Japheth's children. The galactical war went on in that region, in that area of where these human beings live, Caucasus Mountain. They was invaded by people from the fourth planet, which is Mars. Earth, which we live on, is the ninth planet. There are 12 planets in the 12th galaxy. We live in the 12th galaxy. According to ancient history, all human beings came from the 19th galaxy. And we done told the story of that, and the story is still, we're going to find the story right here in the Bible, Brother Drew. We ain't going to leave out of that. There are 10 creation stories in the book of Genesis, put in there secretly, that you have to go through. According to the story, these people, when they landed in the Caucasus Mountain in the Caspian Sea, when they came up into Japheth's children, they was reptilians. They would be known as they was reptilians. They came out of the water, they had gills, and they lived. They were highly telepathic, nation of people, these Martian people was, highly telepathic. During that period in time, all mankind, at that period in time, all the human beings had 9 senses. They didn't have 5. They had telepathic, psychomatic, intuition, clairvoyance, all of these, the force, when you mix, the human being lost in Japheth's children, and they lost these 4 abilities by mixing. They see when these gods invaded them and had children by them. This is, they tell you that in the 6th chapter of Genesis. It tells you that the gods came down and they got them some poontang over there from Japheth's children, the female, because she was a female then, got him some poontang from the female, and what it says in the Bible, 6th chapter then, you had another race of people start coming, a mixing of seeds. See, you never was supposed, the human being never was supposed to mix a seed that you came from the 19th galaxy with any other people coming from another galaxy, because this would create a hybrid, which is known now as a half-breed. But it'd be a mutation, because the only way that you can stay the same is mom and daddy has to be the same. It can't be no other bloodline in there to come in, because it brings a virus and a disease to the female. And the baby that comes out of there is a half-breed. He ain't full-blooded. The Jews will tell you that quick. You can only be a Jew if a Jew woman, you come from between a Jew woman's legs. And a Jew man has to be the baby's daddy, couldn't be no other man. And a Jew woman couldn't have a baby by nothing but a Jew, and a Jew man couldn't have a Jew baby if she wasn't a Jew woman. Common sense tell you that. You had to have same. the bloodline had to be the same. You couldn't mix the blood. That's the reason they tell you, don't marry other races of people, out of your race of people. But it's out of hand now. I mean, but that's due to the fact when we go in a chronological order, we can see how it got out of hand. But when Japheth's children came out of the Caucasus Mountain and invaded the southern hemisphere, invaded the eastern hemisphere first, which was Shem's people, and then went from Shem's people into the southern hemisphere, which is the land of Ham. He invaded that, and then in the 15th century, in the 9th century, he brought his ass across the water, off course, over here to the western hemisphere. We can trace that history in a chronological order, and we can trace that history in Genesis, in the Torah, in the Tanakh. And when these children, these people that's in the Bible, start multiplying, they said, the sixth chapter of Genesis, I want to get this right dead on the nail. It said it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of earth and daughters was born unto them, that the sons of gods, the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they choose. The key word in that is what? Fair. That's the key word. You hear me, Brother Drew? You hear me, Brother Drew? It's right in the Bible. See, the key word is fair. Fair means these people was albinos. And then look here in the fourth chapter. He said they were giants in the earth. Okay, the mixing of these seeds of these Martians coming from there created a mutation of giant. And it said that God here, but God is this word God was put in the Bible in 1949 in the book. This word here, we go all the way back into Hebrew, would be YAH. And it said, and Yah saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. Key word is what? Imagination. How did Yah first make it? How do it say that he was first made by on the 19th planet? You was created in the image to become a nation, that's a compound word, imagination. You was created in the image of your father and your mother, Orisha, for you to create a nation when you got to the 12th planet. It clearly tell you that. See, Genesis 1 tell you that Yah created what? A male and a female. That's what Yah created first, was a male and a female. Genesis 1 tell you that. And then in Genesis 2, something happened. See, but what you had to understand, Brother Drew, is where you see Genesis 1, Genesis 2 should be where Genesis, the knowledge that you read, if you put this in a chronological order, where the Masons, they tricked it around and pops it around, but we put it in order where we can read it correctly. See, if we read that Yah created a male and a female, and you see what it said about a male and a female, when you see what powers that this male and female had, and you come down to Genesis 6 and read that, and then go back to Genesis 2, you understand this shit a little bit better. Because out of what happened here created Genesis 2 at the year of 4,000 B.C., October the 23rd, at 9 o'clock, is wrote in the history books, in the records, the Pope said this, it's wrote, the Vatican got this, and it said, that Adam was born. It was at 9 o'clock, October the 23rd, 4000 B.C. That's when Adam was born. And Adam came a nation of people called Adamites. This is at 4000 B.C. After all of this mixing of the seed of disasters, we pick up history of Adam. And that's the funny thing about it, that the Bible don't tell you the story of Adam's first wife. They took that out, put it in a revised version, Brother Drew, because, see, Adam's first wife was Lilith. L-I-L-I-T-H. Go read it. That's his first wife. It wasn't Eve. Adam and Lilith, there's a story, old ancient story of them that you need to read it. And then all of a sudden, Brother Drew, it reads that, you see, the Bible wrote in allegories, dogma, especially Masonic dogma, is all over the book, or Masons wrote the book, called Keep It a Secret. All of a sudden, a man could create a woman and name her Eve out of his ribs. And in the fourth chapter, it tells you that Adam and Eve, the generation of Adam and Eve, had children. And in the fifth chapter, it tells you the family record of Adam and Eve. And this is a hell of a question that has in the Christianity teaches that's the beginning of creation. That's when the world began, with Adam and Eve. Well, we got a problem with that, Brother Drew, called Hinduism is older than the Adam and Eve story. And the Sphinx that is in the southern hemisphere that Hitler tried to destroy, they tried to destroy it, but they couldn't destroy it for some reason, is 10,000 years older than the Adam and Eve story. So it was some people here 10,000 years before Adam, the Adamites, got here. And then Adam had some children, Cain and Abel. Well, Cain killed Abel, and then Cain went and got a wife. Where the hell did he get his wife from, Brother Drew? You should ask yourself these questions. So he went down in Nod, N-O-D. Well, we know that that's the truth, because this is a place called the same node that Cain went down in is over there in the southern hemisphere, the same name, the same place, the same node, or ancient city named Node. It's still in existence. It's still here. But Christianity tells you that, what? This ain't happening. So when me and you look deep into Genesis 1, it says it created a male and a female. And you was given some orders. Now, let's look at this. A male and a female. Everything comes up under the 12 laws of nature. Everything in creation is a dualist system. We know this. This is the second law of nature. So when Yah, Abin-Yah, and Amin-Yah created and named gods, they're your mom and your daddy, They had you. They created you through telepathic means and put you off into a shell. We already know this. That story. I don't know this. Female, male. Female is a compound word. C means iron, male, and then there's a male, meaning that whoever is the female is number one, and whoever is the male is number two. Now, they don't teach that. They teach this completely opposite, meaning backwards. Now, Brother Drew, with us knowing these two words right here, everything that you've been taught from the Germanic race of people, from the American, is backwards, starting with the language. You read from left to right this language. All human beings' language is read right to left. So we have been backwards, got doctors of degrees with magna cum laude, summa cum laude, and cum laude in backwards knowledge and education. So you can't help but to be backwards when you was taught backwards. But at a certain period of time, some mutations like me and you got to come into existence and break it down where you understand that these goddamn degrees that you got ain't about shit. The food that you eat that they tell you to eat to being a Christian is incomplete. It is backwards. It is wrong. That's when your ass is dying now. That's the reason you got all the suffering and pain. That's the reason your children got type 2 diabetes. Look, Elijah Muhammad told you that in the 32, but you said he was damn fool. But your ass is dying like flies right now, and your children look like Hoggly Woggly from Piggly Wiggly because you're eating the hog. Hell, you are what you eat. But we can see that the female is number one. So when we make the female number one, we ask the question, why in the hell is the female number one? How come me and you ain't number one, Brother Drew? Well, that was an old game that black folks used to play when I was a kid, Brother Drew, and I play it pretty good right now, called Coon Can. You ever played that game?
No, Brother DeWine, I ain't never played that one, unless it's a different name.
Well,
too.
When you cool can, to let the people know, guys, you know, you cool can, because we played it for money, they had an old saying, they say, some cool can and some cool can't. I happen to be a coon that can. That means that you had coon can. That means that you had won the game. You had got your spread. It just like Jim Rommel, you know, Beard Wiz, Tonk, a short deck Tonk, or a pool deck Tonk. That's all it is, a short version of it. All these games I just named came out of coon can. How you know that the full female is that is because she can produce a child. She can reproduce. Me and you can't reproduce. Big Mama say we were jackasses, Drew. A jackass can't reproduce, but the female can. That's what Big Mama used to say that. I hear her tell Pop that in a New York sucker before God got the message. She would tell him that. Now, the female and the male, let's look at that. Let's get some good damn understanding of Genesis 1 and verse 2. The first commandment, he said that he made each of them a mate. He said a goddamn thing about wife or none of that. He said mate. Well, we go look up the word mate, it'll tell you that means understanding. One of the definitions is understanding, meaning that your ass had to understand, Big Mama say, this is come out of Big Mama's mouth. Your mate had to understand that the female was number one and he was number two, meaning that the female was the reproducer and he was provider for her to reproduce, meaning that he was the one that raised the food, that built the shelter. You needed food and shelter. The female was the caretaker of this place. She was in charge, Big Mama said. And she raised the children according to what it was, male or female. If it was a female, she raised him for 18 years. If it was a male, she raised him for 12 years, and then she handed him over to the male to teach him how to produce food and shelter for his mate. Everybody had understanding on this. The next word, commandment, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Well, for you to be fruitful and multiply, Brother Drew, you had to breed. That's what you had to do. When you breed with each other, it produces what definition of is pedigree, meaning that you are the same bloodline, meaning that when you breed with each other, Brother Drew, you make love with each other. But you done made love first in the mind by getting understanding. You don't get no understanding through the subhuman being way. We're going to break him down too. You get understanding when your male and your female can mate with each other, is when they understand each other's way of thinking, the correct way of thinking, of how Amanyah gave us to, for your ass to do. And first, this is correct way of thinking. This is what the ancient taught. When you breed, you make love with each other. You love the way that this understanding you got. And through you making love with each other, this love produces peace of mind. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? That's when you are a female and a male, and you mate and you breed, and it produces love, and love produces a peace of mind. This is when you're a human being. This is what you should know when you're a human being. Now, that was old. So they had back in the 50s that the coasters did called Stranding in the Jungle. And they would go from the jungle to the States, and they were hollering this. Now we're finna go, we've been in the state, which state means what state of mind your goddamn ass should be in. From Jump Street as a human being, the state of your mind. Now we're finna go into the state of the man of the jungle now, which you find in Genesis, the second chapter of Genesis, with Adam and Lilith and Eve. We're gonna put all three of them in there. Now, when you are a Adam, you are a man. Out of a man, rib came woman. Now, let's look at them two words. They compound words, Brother Drew. A man means one. one man, let's read it. Produce a woman. Now, woman is a complete word, and when we look in the dictionary, woe means without man. A woman is without man, and when a group of them get together, Brother Drew, they are called what? Win man. That's a compound word. They can win a man. And we give him this. Now, a man and the woman have sex. They don't mate. They have sex. This is in the second creation. This is what creation is in right now. So we get a good goddamn understanding of it. They have sex. This is what a man and a woman do. They have sex. They don't mate. They don't get no understanding. They don't understand each other before they hit the sack. They smoke a joint, go to a hotel room, smoke a joint, drink some MD-2020, and have sex. I know shit. I'm a whole monger. Yeah. Me and you done did it too many times. Shit. We don't breed, Brother Drew, which produce making love from my understanding. We fuck. That's
right.
What we do. We fuck. We don't love which create a peace of mind. We lust after the woman, which creates what? A problem. This is what's wrong with us. The Bible keeps telling you, scripture after scripture, get you a Bible concordance, look up the word ancient or days, they tell you go back into the ancient ways. The Bible tells you in the book of Zephaniah to go back into the ancient language. Because it, the 11th chapter tells you everybody spoke the same language over there, but then the language got confused at Babylon. And they tricked you with that. All languages that you speak right now is called Babel. This language is Babel. You're babbling. You ain't speaking the regular language. Got confused with Babylon when these disaster children conquered Babylon. You didn't get no goddamn confusion when everybody was speaking the same language in the 11th chapter of Genesis. And see, they got that way out of proportion, Brother Drew, where you read well in the 11th chapter of Genesis, after everything that happened, that everybody spoke the same language. Well, all that shit should have been at the first. You see how they got the Bible all out of order? Until you read it and you put this shit together, this is what you find out. And see, your attributes is your personality, Brother Drew. Your personality is based on how you think. How you think is how you feel. When you do that, you're not using common sense, Brother Drew. And when you've been taught backwards, Brother Drew, you got major problem. We speak right now, Brother Drew, as five generations of people in today's society. The wall babies, those are people from 80 years old on. The boomers, people born 1940. The 1960s, that's me and you, Brother Drew. The X generation of people, which is our children, were born from 1960. The Y generation was born in 1980. the millennium generation was born in the year 2000. Now, that baby that's born in the year 2000, as we speak right now, is 17 years old. And to let you understand, Brother Drew, why when you step outside today in Dallas, Texas, how the air is and you can't hardly breathe and it's thick, is that all five of these generations, Brother Drew, is doing what? Driving a damn car. And if you live in a city, the cop coming, and if you baby boomers and wall babies, that generation people catching hell breathing. Now, funny thing about it, Brother Drew, me and my friend, my number one, was talking a while ago, just before the show, and realized something as we was rapping about it, this subject here, is that the children, our grandchildren, have become mutations, and they can survive better than we can in this era because the mutation, as the generation go, you know, mutate up. Because we talk on real heavy knowledge. So we're looking at our grandchildren have mutated up to where they can survive on this era better than them. In other words, Brother Drew, them grandbabies downstairs up under me are yours. They can breathe in this era where me and you can't. They run and play in this area. I mean, you can't do that because it shows you how they have genocided us up into this. I mean, that's another way that you can look at genocide. See, this knowledge called esoteric knowledge, Brother Drew, is knowledge that you can see once you done studied. You're looking at it right now. Boy, it's high now because why it's so high now is because it attracts attention to you. If you don't study the esoteric knowledge, you see it. It says everything will come back into existence. It's because so many people, it's enough people doing the wrong knowledge or the right knowledge or this knowledge to be noticeable. It ain't two or three people that do that. Once upon a time, it was three or four atheist people. Now you got a whole society, a nation of atheist people that you have to recognize. Once upon a time, there was no such thing as the LGBT. They was punks, faggots, bulldaggers. They didn't have no voice in the community, and they stayed hid. 2017, hell, shit, they controlled the world, shit. When they came out, after 93, when they had the million sissies march on Washington, after 93, look after 93, what the sissies done did after 93. When they marched on the United States, the million man march, right after Farrakhan, look how they gained power. Look how much power that they grew. They wasn't about shit till they marched on Washington and Jesse Jackson and old Kennedy that's dead, sit it up. God damn it, I got the book, my uncle went to it. I got all the knowledge on it. I got documentation on this ass of what I'm saying here. 93, when them sisters, from 93 to 2017, look what them sisters have accomplished. Shit, they are LBJ what? Community. They are a nation of people. And they controlling. I got a book called Gay Blade that Uncle Bubba had. God damn it, it tell how they organized the shit, brother Drew. It tell in 19, they started with 1960, and they did infiltration. They infiltrated first the government. Then they say they infiltrated the stock market. Then they infiltrated entertainment. And then they infiltrated sports, they said. They gave a year and date. So how they did this shit? Well, in 2017, shit, they had a president in 2016 that put them in total power. And see, we can look at certain stuff and look at this, and these old ancient stories, you have to understand that. You have to understand you are traveling in space on what we call the mothership. That's a star planet going 1,050 miles an hour in space. We live between the great waters. There's water above, water below. And we are surrounded by atmosphere, which is air. And that's another thing, Brother Drew. Air is key to you living. Pure air is key. You don't need to live in the city. I got to get my ass out of the city. You don't need to live in the city because of the air. You got to have pure air to breathe. We done read too many damn books on Hotima not to teach this method. Men, Shannon was sitting up talking about this morning, about pure air. If your brain ain't getting pure air, Brother Drew, you're going to create all kinds of problems in your system, your body, if you ain't getting air that's pure. Air in the city ain't nothing but carbon monoxide. They just came out with a report that Texas, Exxon done put so much toxin in Texas. Texas got the poorest air quality than any state. But then if Texas got the pure air quality, we need to address the subject to find out some knowledge about it. I mean, we was talking about that this morning, because it's hell for me to stick my head outside the damn. I can't even go outside, Brother Drew. I have bronchial asthma, but I keep it down and under control. But shit, if I stick my head out the door, shit, I'm damn near passing out. A friend of mine had a stroke yesterday out in this damn human ass damn air that's been here for the last couple of weeks. You got in the city, you got your cars giving off, every generation is driving, and then up in the air, you got chemtrails. And your ass, me and you, caught in the middle of a two-way love affair. And so, I mean, it's very simple right now. And I want to share the story with you because, see, when I come through the Bible, which I very seldom do, but I just seen this, that where this story has been in the Bible, Cody, and I've been knowing it. And see, if you go to this story, you go from Genesis, the 11th chapter, to Deuteronomy 1 and 2. So you have to go there and you read what's in Deuteronomy 1 and 2, and you can see. Now, you can get the story, every nation of people, by just Googling it now. And one of the most key things that when you read in the 9th and 10th, in the 10th chapter of Genesis, you'll read the 10th chapter of Genesis deal with Noah's family record. You have to understand what it dealt with. They don't have it labeled in your Bible, but that's what it dealt with, his family record. You'll see that when you say, see, he had three sons. These sons were survivors of the Adamites, meaning that these three sons, they believe the same thing that the Adamites believed, that these people believed in. When before the Adamites got here, they brought the belief of this old world that had been destroyed. When we read the history, Brother Drew, this belief was brought into this world that we live in by Adam's three sons, these three sons of Noah. And the Adamites was killed off. But you had to understand that Noah and his three sons was Adamites. All the Adamites was killed, according to the book. But who? Noah and his family. And Noah was 950 years old when he died. And he lived 350 years after the flood. This is what the book says. So we see that Ham, Shem, and Japheth was Adamites. And all the tribes that is in those three hemispheres over across the water was produced by these three sons, still Adamites, and had that belief. Now, the one that had the belief system the most was Japheth's children. And you can see that everybody spoke the same language, everybody believed the same thing. The Japheth's children made a change 50,000 years ago. And you can see Japheth's children taking over Ham, which is the southern hemisphere, Shem's people, which is the eastern hemisphere. That's where the Indians live. They don't live over here. You can see Japheth's people, which is the albino man, taking over this land. Then we see in the 9th century, Leif Erik the Red came over here to the western hemisphere. We can see that he came over here as a Viking first. Then he came over here in the 12th century as a Spaniard. Then he came in the 13th century as an Englishman. And then he came over here in the 15th century as an Anglo-Saxon. And then we know that May the 1st, 1776, the Anglo-Saxon changed his name to American. And he had some niggas on the plantation, and he had most of my people on the reservation. And the people that he didn't have on the reservation, he called them renegades. That's what I'm known. That's what Grandpa said that the Crow Nation of people was. It was 72 nations of people that called themselves the Creek Nation. We live by the creek. That's why we call ourselves the Creek Nation. What they call rivers, the Trinity River and all that bullshit, we call them creeks. And we could drink the water out of them creeks before they got here. You understand? We fished and we lived by the creek. Now, white folks say it wasn't but five. It was 72 tribes of us. But they say only five tribes were civilized. Now, this son of a bitch come over here and going to tell me my people and my grandfather's people weren't but five tribes out of civilized. And we've been living over here for 200,000 years. And he's going to come tell us that bullshit. But we can go back in history now, Brother Drew, and we can trace all of this shit back. It's no sense. The key word is every nation of these nations had their own tongue. All three different hemispheres, they was in their own tongue. After they quit speaking the same, everybody quit speaking the Yalakadosh, which is the ancient language, which was known as Paleo Hebrewism. Over the actual name of it was the Yalakadosh. When you know it's Yalakadosh, you get a better understanding. But I hope that we got a little out of this lesson, Brother Drew. I see that clock on the wall, so that's all. So, Shema Yahweh Yah, Amin Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah, until next week.